You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And no, your ears are not deceiving you. I am your host, AJ Andrews, back after a 60-episode hiatus. I am returning to Locked On Blue Jays, and I am so grateful to be back. I'm so grateful to all of y'all who make this show, Locked On Blue Jays, your first listen every day. Because, I mean, it's free and available on all platforms. It seems like the simplest thing to do, but y'all do it, and I appreciate that. I got a lot to cover here. Like I said, we're going to be talking about what the podcast is going to look like in the immediate future, how this is going to work with me back. Going to obviously talk about the things I miss because, I mean, the last time I talked to y'all was episode 559, when I was, you know, hours away from boarding a plane to Montreal and starting this medical leave. So we're gonna talk about what's been going on since then. We're gonna talk about some of the broader storylines that I kind of missed out on while I was away, and kind of tee up what January and February is gonna look like for this podcast. At least in things I want to try and discuss, because like I said, I was out for 3 months. I mean, you know that. You hear about players going on the injury list, and you think, I don't know what it would even be like trying to work on recovery for like 6 to 8 weeks. And I will tell you, it is very difficult. I'll get into that in a little bit. First of all, I want to give my sincere thanks to the wonderful co-hosts who you've been listening to for the past 3 months. Lucas Weiss and Jen Smith came in here basically cold and did an amazing job with this podcast. And I am very grateful for what they did. And unfortunately, neither of them will be continuing as a co-host. It is just me again for the time being. Both Lucas and Jen are moving on. Again, very grateful to them. I hope to have them back on the podcast in the future, just because, like, I did, like, a handful of episodes with Lucas before I left, and that seemed like a crime. And Jen, I didn't get to do any with, which seemed like even more of a crime. So, hopefully won't be the last time you hear them, but I'm, again, very thankful for what they did, because, again, going back to that episode, that 559, that last one I did, that it feels so long ago. Like, I mean, the Blue Jays were heading into the final week of the season. They just had that series with Minnesota. The playoff race was still very much a thing. And, you know, I kind of took myself out of it. I had to, because I was going to attempt one of, like, the toughest thing I've ever done in my life. I mean, I've been very insulated, essentially. And I drew the parallels to episode 200 and what that entailed. But, I mean, you know, clicking an enter button and changing your life is one thing. Going through the surgery that I did, And all that it entailed, has been daunting. It's sapped me of my energy most days. It sapped me of the ability to really keep tabs on things the way I used to. And I want to thank all y'all who kept checking in on me during the whole thing while I was kind of offline. And you know, it's appropriate that I put this podcast out on a day that's pretty important to me. And I want to go back to the start of this podcast, cuz I started this podcast on April 23rd, I want to say. It was late April 2018, I know that. When Sean Doyle, a longtime friend, basically told me he had this podcast, he wasn't sure he was going to be able to run it, and asked me if I wanted to take over, and I did. And I took over for 546 episodes. And, like, this podcast has been a daily part of my life for, you know, longer than I knew myself and longer than I knew who I was going to be. And having this podcast and having this outlet to be able to express myself and having y'all come on board and actually want to be with me as I started going on this journey, I can't tell you how appreciative I've been of the support that I've gotten from fans of this podcast and Blue Jays fans in general. Like, it was a huge galvanizing thing for me to be able to do, to take the steps I did. And like I said, one of those steps happened 3 years ago today, January 3rd. It was the first time I took hormones. And to actually start the process of aligning my body with my brain. And, like, it was so easy. It would have been so easy for people to let me go after that. And it would have been so easy to let me go last year. Because 2021, like, it was so difficult. Like, trying to line everything up going into that procedure and deal with everything else going around, it took a toll on me. And I think it was pretty evident on the air just with the product I was able to put out, because I wasn't at my best in 2021. I was very, very stressed out, very burned out. And I mean, y'all deserve better. And I'm glad you got better in the last 3 months with the stuff that Lucas and Jen were putting out. And you know, one of the benefits of being sidelined as long as I was is, you know, now I'm coming back and I'm hungry again. I'm hungry like I was back in 2018 when Sean's like, hey, do you want to do this? I'm like, yes, I want to get on the air. I want to be able to do something. And I kind of feel that a bit. Sports and I had a very rocky time in 2021 between COVID cancellations and just rampant sexual crimes and terrible political views, and like just so many things in sports were like dragging me down essentially. And like the playoffs didn't help either. And we'll get to the playoffs in a sec. But I feel like not being able to really look in on sports helped kind of refresh my mind a little bit. And so I think I'm going to be coming into 2022 with a full head of steam. I'm going to be feeling a lot better. And, you know, if you checked out one of the other episodes on the network, you might feel it too. But again, I just want to thank y'all. I want to thank Lucas and Jen. I want to thank the Locked On Podcast Network for sticking with me. They really didn't have to, but I am very thankful they did. And I'm looking forward to talking baseball. Like let's get into baseball. What do we? Oh, right, it's locked out. And Rob Manfred just can't Ken Rosenthal from the MLB Network. Well, we'll figure something out. We'll figure something out. I got some energy back into me. And one of the big sources of my energy are longtime friends and sponsors at Built Bar. It's the new year. So that means New Year's resolutions. And if yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, I mean, I know mine is because I did not want to cook for the last 3 months. So I'm like, let's just get McDonald's. And that is not good. So I got to work on that in the new year. But I'm including Built Bars in my plan because they're the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Sometimes even better than a candy bar. Like, I go to the grocery store, I see, like, Crunchies and Kit Kats in the checkout, and I'm like, nah, I got a cookies and cream Built Bar waiting for me at home, or I got a mint brownie Built Bar waiting at home, and, you know, those bars are coated in 100% real chocolate. It's just like those candy bars. And they contain anywhere from 130 to 180 calories, 4 to 5 grams of sugar, so that's 4 to 5 net carbs, and it's anywhere from 13 to 17 grams of protein. So much better than your standard candy bar. So you can just, like, throw away your stashes and get some Built Bars in there. I got my mom asking me for Built Bars at Christmas because I was talking them up. So go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% in order of Built Bars and get them into your mailbox. So you can do what I did. Get rid of candy bars. Make a commitment to eating better and still enjoying the treats that you deserve. So go to Built.com. Use that promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off and get your tasty Built Bars delivered to you as soon as possible. Welcome back to Locked On Blue Jays. Thank you again for making this your first listen. We appreciate it. This podcast is available on all podcast networks and platforms, wherever you get it. So, this is going to be a broad overview segment. And then the last segment, I'm just going to, like, dive into what I plan on talking about specifically in the coming episodes ahead. We're going to be doing, like, 3 episodes a week since it's the off season. And, you know, you run out of topics very quickly. I mean, Lucas and Jen hit so many topics. I really don't want to be repeating myself or them. So it's going to be difficult because they covered a lot of ground. But we will have some targeted stuff. And I do plan on getting y'all involved as well, just like the old days. Like I said, I know 2021, I didn't do a lot of that. So we're changing, we're moving onward and upward. We're getting Fan Fridays back. And hopefully y'all have those hot takes that I remember. So what happened since my last episode on September 27th? Well, the Blue Jays ultimately fell short in their playoff push. They were one game back of the lovely and talented Yankees and Red Sox teams that ended up going to the playoffs and, you know, not really doing much of anything. But the fact that the Blue Jays went down to the wire, were that, you know, last team out, it showed the kind of growth that I think a lot of Blue Jays fans needed to make sure was happening. And at times in that season, it did not look like it was coming. Because I think we all remember the doldrums of April and then June when this team, like, could not protect a lead, could not get a lead. They would win games like 15-1 and then lose the next 3 or 4, like 3-1. And it was just so, so frustrating. So to be in that position that a lot of people saw them as being incredibly competitive, being in it right down to the wire, ultimately finishing a game out, and like if they were doing the playoffs that they had in 2020, I mean, the Blue Jays would have been 6th seed. They would have gotten the White Sox, and don't tell me that White Sox team was looking all that stable going into the playoffs. I mean, they couldn't even handle Houston. Ugh. But I think a lot of people would have picked the Blue Jays in that series. And that's what we wanted out of 2021, is proof that this Blue Jays team was going to be ready to compete. And it took some performances that I don't think we were going to get. I mean, I'll admit, if you asked me to bet on a Blue Jay at the start of the season who was going to be in Cy Young contention, I would have gone with Hyunjin Ryu. I think a lot of people would have. I don't think Robbie Ray was on anyone's radar, but Robbie Ray went out there and was dynamite when the team needed him. Like, he faltered a little bit down the stretch, but you could not ask for more than what Robbie Ray gave the Blue Jays on a consistent basis. And it kind of solidified the belief that, you know, this Blue Jays team gets some pitching on a regular basis. This Blue Jays team gets consistent hitting. And they get a guy who throws like a Cy Young caliber pitcher. If it's Ryu, if it's Kevin Gausman, who I'm sure we will be talking about in an upcoming episode. If it's Alek Manoah, Manoah. I got to get back into form. I apologize. It is Manoah. It is not Manoah. I'm coming back to it. I'm working the rust off. Anyway, if it is Alek Manoah who takes that step forward, if it's Nate Pearson or Julie Merriweather finally establishing themselves at the major league level at that case, if the Blue Jays have a trio they can kind of bank on, which they did essentially by the end. They had Ray, they had Manoah, and then they had Steven Matz, who, I mean, he did far better than I think people expected. I mean, I said at the beginning of the year I thought Matz was going to be a 15-game winner with the Blue Jays. And, you know, I was not far off. Like, you know, I know I'm an easy target for getting things wrong sometimes, but I wasn't that far off on that one. 14-7 for Steven Matz. First time the Blue Jays have had 3 13-game winners in forever. I think since the playoff seasons. Yeah, first time since 2015 when Mark Burley, Marco Estrada, and Drew Hutchison all won at least 13 games. I mean, you take the two wins leaders from the past two seasons combined, they didn't get 13 games. That was Marcus Stroman, I think, in 20. No, it was, sorry. Yeah, it was Marcus Stroman in 2019. I think he got up there with the six, or was that Trent Thornton? No, it was a tie. Still, six. Daniel Hudson was a wins leader on that team with six. Gross. So the Blue Jays proved that if they get that pitching, this lineup can do enough damage to be a contender. And that's even with, you know, George Springer being out for half the year, with the rotating cast at third base. They got enough consistency from Vladdy Jr., from Bo Bichette, from Lourdes Gurriel, from Teoscar Hernandez to have a core in place to move forward with this team. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about in the future, is what the Blue Jays need to do to solidify this team. But that will come in a moment as I wind down here. I'm taking it easy on this first episode. Gonna try and keep it a little short, but we will give you a sneak preview as to what is coming up on this podcast in the future. So please come right back.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, so, like I said, one of the things I want to do is talk about what the Blue Jays need to do. They've signed Kevin Gausman to that big deal. They finally landed their white whale. We're all very happy about that. They added Jimmy Garcia. Very nice bullpen piece. We'll talk about that. But there are clearly some other things that need to happen for this Blue Jays team as constituted. And, you know, with the lockout making things a little difficult, it gives us time to kind of parse and figure out for ourselves what we think the Blue Jays should do. So we're going to be talking about that a lot. We're going to be reviewing some of the top games of the season for the Blue Jays. Like, I was very aware the whole season, so I'm going to pick the five most important games. And we're going to go over them and just, you know, discuss what made them so crucial in the scope of that Blue Jays season and this Blue Jays season coming up. As long as there's a season, there should be a season. Don't screw this up, Rob Manfred. You useless, useless man. And I'm heavily censoring myself there. But. And then, like I said, I want to get y'all more involved than I did last season. Like I said, I did not have the spoons to be able to do it on a regular basis, but I'm hoping that now I can keep this energy up, feeling better about myself, and we will move forward together and, you know, just kind of have some of those old school classic episodes. Like, I'm going to have to do the soundtrack one again, I think. Might make that a monthly thing. Like, what song encapsulates the Blue Jays right now? I don't know. That might get old quick. But those are some of the things we're going to be doing in the winter months here. Like I said, three times a week, you're going to have Locked On Blue Jays in your mailbox. And again, we thank you for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen every day. And when we get to that episode where we discuss Kevin Gausman, because that is the big, big news. I mean, we'll talk about the departures as well. Marcus Semien, Robbie Ray, Steven Matz, all signing elsewhere. So we will be discussing that. Do we discuss Brad Hand going to Baltimore? Does that count? Or did he just leave the Mets? Remember a year ago when I loved Brad Hand? Terrible. Anyway, now that you've made Locked On Blue Jays your first listen, make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. It's hosted by your boy Q with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. Locked On Bets is free and available on all platforms. Make sure you check it out. Make sure you're subscribed on whatever platform you use to Locked On Blue Jays. I remember how to do this outro. Don't worry. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. Episode links usually posted on Twitter. And you can follow me on there at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb, but it's allowing people from my side career as a top-ranked Pokemon Go PvP battler to follow me. And that's kind of cool. What's that? That's a lot of what I was doing while I was in my bed. It's just, like, getting good at Pokemon Go. Hope I can maintain, but we'll see. We'll see. The number one ranked battler in Canada, by the way, is Jay's Fan, 44, I believe, out in Barrie. So Jay's Fan, if you are listening to this, yes, I briefly usurped your reign. Sorry, Jay's Fan 55. I knew it was a double number. I'm sorry, bud. But yeah, I'll try make another run at it in February. So until then, for Jay's Fan 55, and until the next episode for y'all, this is AJ Andrews, once again, on Locked On Blue Jays Baseball. I still don't know how to end this. It's been so long. Thank you again for listening. And y'all take care.